This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is going to be in London over the next couple of weeks something of a food revolution. A new kind of burger is going to be unveiled and then eaten, of course. The revolution part is that the beef in that burger was grown in a lab. And we're not talking soy here, people. It's the real deal. The research team behind it says the technology will not only satisfy the rapidly growing appetite we all have for meat around the world, it will also help save the planet. From the Marketplace European desk, here's Stephen Beard.
Keeping pigs and rearing cattle are not clever ways of producing food, says Dutch scientist Mark Post. Making meat by the traditional method doesn't cut it anymore.
Cows and pigs are very inefficient animals. For every 15 grams of meat, you need to feed them with 100 grams of vegetable proteins. So it's a very, very low efficiency rate.
And that matters when global meat consumption is expected to double within the next 40 years.
With the current meat production method, that's practically impossible.
But he reckons he's found a way out of the impasse. In his laboratory at Maastricht University, Dr. Post has created what's thought to be the world's first test tube burger. 5 ounces of pink material grown in an incubator from cells taken from a cow's neck.
It's exactly the same as meat. Coming from the same cells, they have produced the same proteins. It tastes like meat. The only difference is that it's not grown within the animal, but outside.
He says this technology could hugely reduce the amount of land, energy and water required by traditional livestock farming, not to mention the problem of animal flatulence contributing to global warming. And it could also take the wind out of the sails of these people.
Animal murderers!
Help!
Animal murderers!
Help! Help! Help!
Animal welfare protesters might have less to shout about since there would be fewer living animals being reared for slaughter. But as the Maastricht experimenters acknowledge, these are still early days for test tube meat.
There's simply the issue of making enough of it at a price point where it's marketable, essentially.
Neil Stevens is a social scientist at Cardiff University. It cost $250,000 to create one 5-ounce burger. Stevens says large-scale, low-cost manufacturing could be a long way off, to say the least.
It simply may never be possible to produce the quantities that is envisaged. To do that on a large scale is a long way from where we are today.
And there's another major hurdle to clear. Judging by these customers lining up at a butcher's shop near London, test tube meat could encounter some consumer resistance.
No, I certainly would not eat it.
Probably not. It's just not natural.
There's too much with science that's manipulating food.
I think I'd like to see the cow. You know, I mean, the paddock eating the grass.
Moira Evans, Neil Owen, Tony Bales and Jennifer Wills. In Maastricht, Mark Post concedes he faces an uphill task, but he believes he's made a breakthrough, showing that test tube meat is at least a possibility. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.